Now, I'm really delighted to be joined on the line by my guest today. I've been playing out her track, which is called Big Bad Wolf, for about the last week or two, and you know how much I like it. So I'm joined by London-based singer-songwriter, Leighton. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's great to finally speak to you. First of all, Leighton, when did you discover your singing voice?
I think from a young age, to be honest. My mum could never get me to shut up. She put me in singing lessons at 9 because she just couldn't listen to me at home anymore.
Who have been your musical influences?
Yeah, so Adele has been a big one of mine from when she just came out, really. And I've recently been getting into an American singer called Yebba, and her voice is insane. So I've been trying to learn some of her runs. It hasn't been working well, but I'm practicing.
Some of the singers out there with these rundowns they do, it's like, I don't even know where to begin.
I know. It's crazy.
But you don't always need them, because if you've got a good voice like you have, you don't need all that stuff. When you actually sit down to write a song, do you write lyrics down? Are you somebody who's always got a notepad, or do you start with maybe a little bit of a strum on the guitar, or is it different every time? How does it work for you?
I think it depends, because a lot of the time you're on the train or something, and then the lyric comes into your head and like, I have to write that down, but then it takes a while to come back to it. And I actually write with a partner, Patrick Williams, and he's my keyboard player and he's amazing, so he tends to come up with the chords and stuff, and we just try to fit everything together.
Yeah,
that way.
So it's like you can jam stuff, really. You just get a melody as soon as you play something.
Yeah, because if I tried to do it on my own, I'd just get stuck.
How are you finding it, being an independent artist? Because it is quite a tough business.
I think it's hard, but I'm just starting out. So at the moment, I'm trying to just get as much stuff out as I can to then hopefully build it up and send it out to places later, at a later stage. Especially at the moment, it's hard because no gigs.
Yes.
No one. It's hard. It's hard to get people to listen to your music when they haven't heard you live in a gig, which is obviously not happening right now.
Yeah.
I started my solo career, I guess, just before lockdown happened. So we were planning on doing a lot of gigs, but they got cancelled. Hopefully, once it's over, we'll be out there and doing a lot more.
With the song Big Bad Wolf, when I'm listening to it and listening to your vocal, the bit where you say, I think it's home is where the heart is, that bit where it really lifts up, it sounds as if to me that you're on the verge of crying. Was it a really emotional song to sing for you? Because you can really hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I think it was, because we actually originally wrote it for a uni. What's the word? This happens to me a lot. An assessment, there we go. Yeah. It was for a uni assessment, but because we had to write it in a short amount of time. So I came up with that line actually first, home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
And I just realized that spoke to me a lot with stuff that was going on in my life. So I decided to make the song mean something to me rather than just, and then, So it does mean a lot to me. But I think when I write songs, I want people to be able to take away their own story from it rather than me tell them my story and that's what they think of.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to be able to connect to it and relate to it on a level that will make them want to listen to it again when they're going through something that maybe the song can help them through. So I tried to write it in a way that I didn't tell them the exact story.
I love the end bit, because the end bit is very, very clever, because you've got that "oh" bit at the end. And I didn't notice that the first couple of times, and then I went, oh, that's genius. Who came up with that?
Me, but you're the first one to notice, so that's good.
I was literally like, oh, that's so clever. Why didn't I think of that? It's brilliant. The production on it as well is a very, very strong production. Was that you and your co-writer in the studio?
No, that was a producer that I worked with called Jorge. He's amazing. He's my first single too. He's really talented. He went to my uni too. A lot of the people I work with went to my uni.
Yeah. Do you know what you sound? I've got my niece is a singer, and you've got exactly the same speaking voice as my niece. Exactly like speaking
really?
This is unreal, really is. What's going to be happening next? So this track was out on the 19th, and obviously you're still promoting the track. So what's coming up? Have you got an EP, or is there an album, or are you just going to keep releasing singles?
I think singles for now, because I'm new, so I don't have many fans, and I want to just keep churning out songs so I can get more fans, and then once I get the support from people, which at the moment is being very good, and you especially, you've helped me a lot. So once I've got a bigger fan base, I will release an EP, but for now, singles, and I think hopefully my next one will be in May-ish. Yeah. So that's exciting too.
What's the best lyric? I nearly forgot to ask you this. What's the best lyric that you think you've ever written where you went, oh my God, that's amazing. I am amazing. Because every songwriter has that moment where they're like, yes, yes, great lyric. Which one is it?
I think it's the one from my first single, and it's In the Ocean Blue, A Sea of Emotion, I Just Can't Swim Through, On the Surface Clear, But My Tide Is Falling You.
Well, lovely. I'll have to have a listen to that one. That's on your Spotify as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have a listen. Now, we're going to end the interview with this brilliant track. As you know, I've been playing this out a hell of a lot. I think the other radio stations need to catch up, like the major radio stations need to catch up, because they're a bit behind, I feel, on the new music at the moment. So this one deserves a massive play everywhere. This is Leighton. It's a track called Big Bad Wolf, and I think it's amazing. Great to talk to you, my love.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And you take care. Talk again soon. Thanks, Leighton.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Here's Leighton with Big Bad Wolf.
Strange nightmares wake me from my sleep. From the outside looking in, nothing's ever as it seems. Feels like we're playing hide and seek, but I found the other you. Turn the other cheek. Ready or not, here you come for me. V50 fun, wake me from this dream.